You're listening to WhoRadio.com, voice of the International African Revolution.
Listening to Straight from the Streets with your host, AJ Ali.
Straight from the streets. Trying to get this money right on my second strike. Get caught again, it's life, and I ain't trying to pay the price. But all I know is, yeah, it's gotta be a better way. All I seek is better days. Official grind, big pay, smooth slacks, button ups, college fund for my son. Big daddy, big roll, keep my daughter off the pole. Express car, color black, bank statement off the map. See the boys, no flack, 180 turn, hold that. Real thought, what I'm professing, not too proud to take a lesson. Wise words, call them blessings, need to know, tired of guessing. Thought in action, yeah, I'm focused, my job, no one morning, need a market. I can corner, tired of talking, I'ma show you. Slice of pie, I want a piece, gotta eat, want a feast. Last Thursday in November, to say the least. My thoughts came from a beast. I get them from AJ Ali, straight from the street.
Okay, yeah, yeah, this is AJ Ali, broadcasting to you straight from the Uhuru House at 1245 18th Avenue South. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here. Just in case anyone has missed us, it's been a little while since we broadcasted a show. We were broadcasting from TalkWad Studios in Tampa, and that just didn't work out, but I've been looking for the Uhuru Movement and was not aware that I was looking for the Uhuru Movement. The Uhuru Movement is as close as I've come to any other radio station that's trying to help the public, the community, in a very constructive way. Now, we'll get more into that as the show goes on, but tell your friends, tell your family, Straight from the Streets is back. Now we're broadcasting from 1245 18th Avenue South in South St. Pete, Florida. Our broadcast will be every week, every morning from 9 to 10 a.m., but the show will be repeated over the week several times, so it'll be easy for you to catch it. Also, if you're on your computer, you can go to uhururadio.com, and you can pull the show up from there. So, to get back to the format that we used before, we always have a subject that the show is about. And today, we're going to talk about the law of choice, the fact that you have a reason to choose what you do. Okay? Now, if many of the people that are familiar with AJ Ali, you know they call me the real OG. We talk to the whole community, but if you have anyone in your family that's ever been in prison, been in a county jail, or juvenile detention centers, you want to let them know that there is a show on with people producing the show that have them as the bullseye of the target, okay? We believe that our truth and our wisdom is good for everybody. But for those individuals that have gone down the so-called wrong road in life, we have a special, special message, and they'll hear it. There is an old saying in the ghetto that game recognizes game. That means that people will know if you really, really know what you're talking about if you've been through it, okay? So what you're going to get on this show is what they call 2020 hindsight, We've already made the mistakes. We've already served the time. And now we're telling you which road you should go on. And the road you should go on, or where the destination should be, is 1245 18th Avenue South in St. Petersburg, Florida. It's the Aquaba Hall, the Uhuru Movement. Every Sunday at 4 o'clock, there is a community meeting. I invite you to come out. I invite you to tell your friends and family to come out, and you will receive some life-giving wisdom. Okay? This is a very critical time in our history, and it's time for us to unite. It's time for us to organize. Now, we also have a very, very, very distinguished guest on the show today. His name is Wayne Akbar Prey. Now, I've said many times I'm born and raised in Newark, New Jersey. Well, Wayne Akbar Prey was also born and raised in Newark, New Jersey. And we knew each other not really, personally, but through the years, I've known him and watched him grow up also. Now, here's the bad news. Wayne Akbar Prey is serving life in prison without parole. He's never, ever going to get out. Now, he has a campaign on Facebook where they're collecting signatures, people that support, him getting, trying to find a way to let him get out. But anyway, I know Wayne Akbar Prey as an alleged kingpin. When we were growing up, he was I often called him the smartest guy I ever met that was involved in criminal activities. This man clearly could have been a lawyer, clearly could have been some sort of, corporate president. That's just how intelligent he is. But he chose a bad business to be in. So now he has a number of videos on YouTube where he's speaking to America's youth. Now, other than myself and maybe a few other people that I might know, this is one of the best men I could come up with who can tell you about the quote-unquote the game, okay? And he's very, very good. Now, before he was given life with no parole, he also owned a number of businesses. He owned two car lots. He had a boxing promotions business. He was involved in a lot of things. But the only thing that seemed to work for him, well, it's hard for me because I don't want to, be dry snitching. I don't want to be telling about his business. But when we grew up, he had the reputation for being a very, very gifted man in illegal circles. Okay? All right. Now, he always had a new car. He traveled around the country, Detroit, Chicago, and we would always get the word that he was involved in the same type of activities in those areas. But now he's got life with no parole. And we're going to have several of his videos on today. You won't be able to see him. In the future, you will. But you're going to be able to listen to him. And I want you to really listen. You know, we always ask you to get a pen and a pad and put it right by your computer so that whenever we give out important information, you won't have to run and look for a pen and a pad. But Wayne Akbar Prey, and back in the day, so to speak, we called him Akbar, number one. That's what we called him. That was his nickname, number one. That's how intelligent and smart he was. And then when I would go out to talk to kids about him, I would tell them all the things that I'm telling you now, and then at the end I would tell them that he's got life with no parole. So if he's the smartest guy that I ever met in the criminal lifestyle and he's got life with no parole, what should that tell you about you? Okay? What should that tell you? Well, it should tell you that if the smartest guy that AJ Ali ever met, and I'm not a spring chicken anymore, the smartest guy I ever met, he was on a tier with John Gotti. Okay? Him and John Gotti could holler up and down a tier and talk. That's how big of a gangster Wayne Akbar Prey alleged gangster. Okay? But he made a bad choice. He picked the wrong field to go in. I could have seen Akbar Prey as being the founder, CEO, and president of his own company that made something legal. But he made a bad choice. You see, every person is given the power of choice. And we live by making choices. So when you listen to Akbar pray, remember, this show is going to be broadcast repeatedly during the week. Tell your friends, tell your homies, tell your partners that finally, we have a show that addresses the crime in the community. And the reason why I'm producing this show and hosting this show is because it took a while for me to realize that I couldn't win. I mean, even I thought I could outsmart the law. And I thought that for a while. But I found out that I couldn't. My grandmother used to tell me and her youngest son, who was my uncle, his name was Ali also. She used to tell us when she first found out that we were selling heroin. You see, our family was in the restaurant business. So we had our own business, but she didn't recognize it. And our business was selling heroin. I was 18. He was 19 or 20. And she used to tell us that God was watching us, that he was watching us. She would say, sell them people's kids that stuff. That's what she used to say, that God was watching us. And would we want anyone to sell that stuff to our kids? Well, now I have kids and I also have grandkids. And no, I don't want anybody to sell it to them. But see, as a young drug dealer, we have that attitude that I'm going to get my money. I don't care what I got to do. You know, if I got to sell his grandkids some drugs and his daughter some drugs, hey, if they come and ask me for it, I'm going to sell it to them. But we can't have that attitude. That's not the way, that's not the choices that we should make. If you don't want anybody to sell it to your family, then you should be conscious of somebody else's family. So, I think this is going to be very, very interesting. I've listened to it several times myself, but I think you'll find it very, very, very interesting. We also have a segment called Music Therapy. Now, Music Therapy will be maybe three songs, most times maybe four songs, that have great meaning. And what we want you to do is we want you to listen to the songs that we're playing. Today we're playing Wake Up Everybody by Teddy Pendergrass and Harold Melvin. We're playing, we're playing My Block by Tupac Shakur and Scarface. To me, that's the best version with Tupac and Scarface. You know, take a ride to my block. There will never fail to be gunshots. That's the blocks I came from. Okay, and the last song is Better Days, because what we're planning for are better days in America, better days for Africans all over the world. So Music Therapy will be played twice. So you're going to hear them first, and then we're going to go on with the show. And before we go off the air, we'll try to play all of them again. If we can't play all of them, we'll play two of them. Okay? So Music Therapy and our special guest, Wayne Akbar Pray, who is serving life in federal prison. And you know what? I really would like to see what Akbar would do if he got a chance to get out. I would really, because the complaint that I had about him is that he recruited young guys. He recruited me when I was young. I was 17. Maybe he's 5 years older than me. But economically, he was much older than me, okay? I was on a lower level. And he was the guy that everybody wanted to be associated with. So I would like to see what he would do. And you know what? And I think that he's really seen it. Because, he's a writer now. He wrote a book called Death of the Game. And the reason, what he calls Death of the Game, he says that if you can't trust the people that you are buying from, and you know you can't trust the people that you're selling to, you're in a bad situation. If you can't trust anybody that you're doing business with in this illegal endeavor, then you're pretty much up the creek. It's just a matter of time before, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And we all know what's going to happen in the drug game. You either going to go to jail, go to prison, going to get killed, or you're going to have to kill somebody. That's the way it is. And I was the guy that came with the gun when you messed up the money. I hate to tell you that, but it's the truth. And when I knew I had a real problem is when I started enjoying to go get the money. I did. So I knew I was down the wrong road. So I changed and I came back. And now I'm fighting in a different way. Now I'm fighting for our children's future. Now I'm fighting because people always say to me, well, the guys that are already in prison, we can forget about them. No, we can't. No, we can't. I proved that you can change. And I have a number of business associates who are with me on this production who have also changed. So believe me, you can change. It's just up to you. Okay. Let's see. How we're going to bring on the musical therapy segment in about now. Alrighty. Okay, now listen up and listen closely to the words that these songs are saying.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away. Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. If we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Change again, just you and me. Change again. Can't do it alone. Can't do it alone. Need some help, y'all. Y'all. Can't do it alone. Can't do it alone. Yeah, yeah. Wake up, everybody. Wake up, everybody. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, I do. Need a little help. Say it for me. Need some help, y'all. I'll change the world. What it used to be. Yeah.
can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah. Wake up, everybody.
In the cemetery, shit is scary. I black on black crime, legendary. But at times unnecessary, I'm getting buttered. G-drops and closed caskets, the three strikes law is drastic. And certain death for us ghetto bastards. What can we do when we're arrested? But open fire, life in the pen ain't for me, cause I'd rather die. But don't cry through your despair. I wonder if the Lord still cares for us niggas on welfare. And who cares if we survive? The only time he notice a nigga is when he's clutching on the 4-5. My neighborhood ain't the same, cause all the little babies born crazy or they suffering in the game. And I swear it's like a trap, but I ain't giving up on the hood. It's all good when I go back. Both show me love, niggas give me props. Forever hot, cause it don't stop. Oh my God.
Every day has been the same old thing.
On my block,
you either working or you're slanging cocaine.
On my block,
you had to hustle, cause that's how we was raised.
On my block,
you probably bred a fat pad of Tupac.
That shit is constantly hot on my block. It never fails to be gunshots. Can't explain the mother's pain when her son drops. Black males living in hell, when will we prevail? Fear in jail, but crack sales got me living
on
well.
On my block, to hang out was the thing back then. And even when you left out, you came back in. To my block from Hollywood, Belfort to Scott, Reed Road to Flocks, we know the spot.
On my block, hanging out, picking up games, sipping cheap liquor. Gaming the hoochies open, I can get to sleep. It's a man's world, staying strapped. Fantasies of a nigga living fat, but hell back.
On my block, it's like the world don't exist. We stay confined to this small little section we living in. On my block, I wouldn't trade it for the world, cause I love these ghetto boys and girls born and raised.
On my block, rest in peace to all the motherfuckers that passed away. From all the blocks that I'm from, 112th Street, 7th Avenue, New York, uptown. You know what I'm saying? 183rd and Walton, my block, that's right. 122nd and Morningside, my block, that's right. Decatur Avenue, Baltimore, my block, that's right. Jungle, Marine City, what's up, nigga? That's right. What's going down?
Looking for these better days.
Better days. Hey, better days. Got me thinking about better days. Better days, better days, better days. Hey, better days. Got me thinking about better days. Time to question our lifestyle, look how we live. Smoking weed like it ain't no thing. So even kids wanna try now, then lie down and get ran through. Nobody watches them clocking the evil man do. Faced with the demons, addicted to hearing victims screaming. Guess we was evil since birth, product of cursed semen. Cause even our birthdays is cursed days. A born thug in the first place, the worst way. I love to see the block in peace, with no more dealers and crooked cops. The only way to stop the beast, and only we can change. It's up to us to clean up the street, today ain't the same. Too many murders, too many funerals, and too many tears. Just seen another brother buried, plus I knew him for years. Best by his family, but what could I say? Keep your head up and try to keep the faith, and pray for better days. Better day, better day. Hey, better days. Thinking about better days. Better days, better days, better days. Hey, better days. Got me thinking about better days. Thinking back as an adolescent, who would have guessed that in my future years I'd be stressing. Some say the ghetto sick and corrupt. Plus my P.O. won't let me hang with the brothers I grew up with. Trying to keep my head up and stay strong. All my homies slanging yayo all day long, but they wrong, so I'm solo and so broke. Saving up for some Jordans, cause they dope. I got a girl and I love her, but she broke too. And so am I can't take her to the place she wanna go to. So we argue and play fight all day and night, making passionate love to the daylight. Plus we about to get evicted, can't pay the rent. Guess it's time to see who really is your friend. Tell me you're pregnant and I'm amazed. So many blessings while we stressing, looking for them better days.
Better days, better day, better day.
Hey,
better days,
thinking about better days. Better days, better days, better days. Hey, better days, got me thinking about better days. Now me and you was real cool. Hell on them square fools. Since back in high school, we was true, me and you. Only part of them separated, we stayed faded. Affiliated with gangbangers and still made it. Up in the gym, mess with me, gotta mess with him. Still dressing like grown men when rolling. Out in the dark, smoking Newports, gaming marks. Got a place in my heart, homie, stay smart. Locked you up in the pen and gave you 3 to 10. I send you letters with naked flicks of old friends. Hoping you well, I know it's hell. Doing time in the cells, you need mail. In jail, and me, I'm doing cool. I settled down, had a family, working in night school. Every once in a while, I reminisce and wonder how we ever came to this. I miss the better days.
Better days.
got me thinking about better days. I send this one out to all the homeboys down in that Clinton lockdown, Rikers Island, all them dudes I was locked up with. E-block, F-block, double H. N-I-C in Rikers Island, downstate, all the peoples I met along the way. Better days is coming home, boy. Keep your head up.
Information, ideas, reality. That's what the Burning Spear newspaper offers you each month. Truth about government, society, entertainment, and the world around you. The Burning Spear is the oldest Black Power newspaper in existence, and your one-year subscription is only $25. Get the insight and perspective that the mass media machine cannot and will not deliver. Read dynamic articles on the most pressing issues affecting the lives of African workers in the U.S., Africa, and around the world. Each month, you'll find real political analysis of the crisis of parasitic capitalism, insight into world and local events, and a focus on the realities and struggles in the heart of the hood, expressing the vision and voice of the African working class. Uncompromising truth, unwavering focus. The Burning Spear newspaper. This is Black Power in the 21st century. Subscribe today and don't get fooled again. Order your subscription now. Go to burningspearmarketplace.com and click on Spear. That's burningspearmarketplace.com and click on Spear. Uhuru.
Okay, AJ Ali back broadcasting to you straight from the Uhuru House, 1245 18th Avenue South. Next, we're going to have Wayne Akbar Prey, lifelong acquaintance of mine, a man who deserves respect. He's serving life with no parole, and now he has a program where he's speaking to urban America. So listen up. You'll be hearing more from Akbar Prey as time goes on.
Call from out of area.
Hello?
You have a prepaid call. You will not be charged for this call. This call is from
Wayne Prey,
an inmate at a federal prison. Hang up to decline the call or to accept. Dial 5 now.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
You ready?
You right now?
Yeah, right now.
Okay. To my homies, brothers, bloods, Crips, and 550s, I remember reading somewhere once that those that do not learn the lessons of history are destined to repeat them. I am giving this speech in an effort to help you avoid repeating some mistakes that may be too costly. To that end, I am giving this speech with sharing this open letter to share with you an insight that many claim may only be truly learned or understood or appreciated from the behind the constraints of a prison wall. It is my near prayer that you might learn this costly lesson without having to bump your collective heads. For some reason, some lessons, my brother, are far too costly to learn from experience. Some lessons are so costly that they will not allow you a second chance at that. It is these type lessons that I pray that this open letter, this speech, may help you to avoid. On November the 1st, 1987, the United States federal government, through an act of Congress, instituted a new sentencing program that would come to be known as the New Sentencing Guidelines. Simultaneous to the new sentencing guidelines, the United States Sentencing Commission decided to change the ratio of powder cocaine to crack cocaine to 100 to 1. What this meant in practical terms was that a person arrested for possession with the intent to distribute 1 gram of crack cocaine would be sentenced as if he had possessed 100 grams of powdered cocaine. By now, most of you are familiar with this change and no doubt familiar with the direct consequences it would entail for those still sentenced under its law. However, in 1987, no one could envision the havoc that this new sentencing law and the crack-to-cocaine 100-to-1 ratio would have on those still trapped in what we have usually referred to as the game. Many of us were blindsided by a right. Many of us were blindsided, caught defending against a right, only to be punished by a left hook. On April the 28th, 2004, While many of you slept gangbang a party, the 108th Congress quietly passed a bill that is destined to have a more devastating effect on your generation than the crack law and the new sentencing guidelines had on mine. This bill or law is known as the Anti-Gang Act. It has often been said that ignorance of the law is no excuse. What that means for present purposes is that whether you are aware of the existence of a law or not matters very little when you are in a court of law. In this regard, my homie and brothers, let me lace you up. Under the provisions of the Anti-Gang Act, you may be sentenced and punished as follows for the following violations. Section 102, criminal street gang, participating in a criminal street gang. It shall be unlawful for any person to do any act with the intent to affect the criminal activities of a street gang, to commit or attempt to commit or aid and abet the commission or to conspire to commit a predicate gang crime, in furtherance of or in aid of the activities of a street gang, for direct or indirect benefit of a criminal street gang or in association with the street gang, for the purposes of gaining interest to or maintaining or increasing position in a criminal street gang while knowingly being a member of a participating street gang. Under the penalties of the aforementioned Anti-Gang Act,
this call is from a federal prison.
Under the penalties of the aforementioned Crime Act, provides as follows. Whoever violates subsection 2 shall be fined under this title in prison not more than 20 years or both, except where the predicate offense or street gang is a serious drug offense. Then whoever violates this subsection shall be fined under this title in prison not more than 30 years or both. Where the predicate gang crime is a violent gang crime, whoever violates these subsections shall be fined under this title in prison for a term of life or both. As you sit now listening to this speech or letter in the comfort of your home, car, or across a restaurant's tables, the penalties outlined above, some carrying life sentences, are no more than mere words on paper. However, and trust me, my homies and brothers, every time you hear the word life sentence or continue the expiration and you are the subject being spoken of, it is like you are hearing it for the very first time. My brothers, there's a sinister plane staring, being implemented by unsmiling men in dark suits. You are the hunted. The crimes and penalties were outlined with you in mind. Don't spring the trap. If you consider yourself true to what you have mistakenly called the game, then my brothers, please know that the point of the game was never unjustified and unwanted violence for violence's sake. The game was meant as a jump start from the poorhouse to the penthouse. If there was an idea or a motive behind many of our entries into it, it was to stack dollars, not bodies. When money is your objective, homie, violence is not a first resort. It's a last resort. With members of the police department routinely killing innocent black men, boys, and sometimes women, how can you in clear conscience add to the misery index of your own communities with competing numbers? Drive-by shootings, reckless gunplay has turned many of our neighborhoods into virtual killing fields. In the game that is currently being played out, the death of an innocent young boy and girl is fast becoming collateral damage. Now far more often should ever be acceptable to any of us, the bullet meant for your supposed enemy invariably finds its way into the spine of some six-year-old, paralyzing them for life or in their heads, abbreviating a light that has yet to be fully realized. My blood brothers, if brotherly love overrides oppression and destruction, then you cannot, in fairness to the clothes you claim to live by, be part of the problem. You must become a vanguard for the solution. Your own code demands nothing less. My Crip brothers, if community revolution and progress is what you truly stand for, then you must revolt against the senseless killings. You must revolt against the killings of young black children whose only crime is that they live in your hood. Like your blood brothers, your own code demands nothing less. My brothers, when Ma Duke or Grandma Duke stepped out of her house and sees you, she should feel a sense of comfort, not fear and apprehension. If your sense and color stand for anything, it was that you were to be a guardian in your hood. The person that the old folks and children could turn to, not run from. That is supposed to be your calling. Step your game up. on a more personal level. There is no clear indication of the senselessness and futility of banging for the sake of banging and stacking bodies as opposed to stacking dollars than to be in the state or federal penitentiary and 6 months into your bid for murder, you can barely make commissary and couldn't make bail even if they gave it to you. For that reason, homie, I ask you a question that you should have long asked yourself. What was it all for? At least, my brothers, you get it twisted. Akbar Prey is not anti-money. Neither am I anti-luxury. I am, however, anti-nonsense, anti-foolishness, and anti-wasted lives. Trust me when I tell you that I know your struggles and I feel your pain. I've been there. I know that of all the crimes that politicians often speak of, no one speaks of the crime of poverty. The crime of shattered dreams and dashed hopes. The crimes of limited opportunities for some and a country that is a horn of plenty for others. Still yet, my brothers, I caution you that the Anti-Gang Act has placed you in the crosshairs of a highly skilled and proficient sniper. A sniper that is armed with the law and stacked by a gang far more ruthless than you could ever imagine. Through his scope, he sees neither red nor blue, neither soldier or shot caller. He only sees two colors, black and brown. You, my brothers, are his quarry, his target, the hunted. For that reason, I ask you, pump your brakes. Check your rearview mirror, and you will no doubt notice that the object in the mirror is closer than it appears.
Sub-Zero.
My brother, I know you're speed, that you're deep in the mix and probably having it your way. That the honeys are blowing up your beeper and you're stacking cheddar like a fat rat. But I ask you yet again to, for 1 minute, slow down. Pump your brakes and look carefully at the landscape we call a game. Look around for a minute for your fallen heroes, for the ones you held in high esteem and wanted to emulate. Most, if not all of them, are gone.
Sub-Zero.
If not to meet their maker, then almost assuredly to await him while they while away the time in some state or federal penitentiary. My brother, this is not a coincidence. This is not simply the luck of the draw or simply that shit happens. The decimation that you see in the farmer ranks is happening by design. The consequences of playing the so-called game is like a voracious black hole that sucks in all that plays it and even those dancing on its perimeters. You witness it every day. We're coming to the jail in droves, yet most of you sit with your fingers crossed, praying and hoping against hope that somehow you won't be the next one sucked in.
Sub-Zero.
I read somewhere that one of the sure signs of insanity was to do the identical same thing over and over and each time expecting a different result. Do you really think that you're slicker, smarter, or more on top of your game than all of those that went and fell before you? Do you honestly think you can continue to escape the snitches, the betrayal, and the best concerted efforts of both the state and federal law enforcement? My brothers, if you do, think again. Homie, you're betting against the house. You're betting in a stacked game with a stacked deck. There, the dealer has taken all the odds and thrown low cards. Even if the game was not already rigged, the snitches and the betrayers have weighed it in and tilted the scales not in your favor.
Sub-Zero.
And my brother, you can never adequately prepare yourself against him or her. For they rarely are who you suspect them to be. And trust them that your power of perception will never overcome their power of deception. Trust me when I tell you, my brother, it's a wrap.
Sub-Zero.
In closing, to all of those whose knees never buckled and backs never bowed, to Rudy Williams, Matula Shakur, Marvin Ellison, Beaky, Maham, Ali Koop, Youssef, Dirty Black, Jazz, Raul, Noah Robinson, Mark, James Lytle, Maurice, Rodney Patterson,
Sub-Zero,
Mike Corleone, Naeem, Fahim, Samad, Anok Ram. Keep your head up and your chin tucked. One love. I'm out. Akbar.
Sub-Zero.
How's it sounding so far?
It's like you talking to me, man. Because I came home and did the same shit over, got knocked off, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you said that's like a form of madness, huh?
Absolutely.
Man, it's crazy, man. And
it's like you poured, you turn on the boiling hot water and stick
your hand up under and it stalls the shit out of you. And then you do it again and again, and each time you expect something different to happen. That's insanity.
Are you set up?
Yeah, I'm set up, my man.
Okay, listen. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready right now?
Right now.
Okay.
Sub-Zero.
My brothers, if you took all of the murders, rapes, hangings, and mayhem, all of the deaths of black men and women committed by racist crackers from the end of slavery in 1865 to 1965, or over a 100-year period, all of those murders combined wouldn't come close to the number of self-inflicted murders and mayhem we have committed against one another over the last 10 or 15 years.
Sub-Zero.
If you took account of all of the black children killed by angry white mobs from the end of slavery to this present day, it would pale in comparison to the number of black children and babies whose young lives were cut short by a stray bullet or bullets recklessly fired by some black male in pursuit of an evasive target.
Sub-Zero.
With speed devoid of compassion, we are rapidly becoming our own worst enemies. In the get mines at all costs, money or murder mindset, murders are now committed almost daily as a rite of passage, as if it is the only means in the streets that we can prove or establish our manhood. For that reason, nowadays, niggas seem to be more intent on stacking bodies than on stacking dollars. And while real niggas are busy pointing to apartment buildings bought or sold, or record labels, bought or lost, ignorant, misinformed niggas are busy pointing with pride to how many times they have been stabbed or shot, or how many niggas they've slumped.
Sub-Zero.
Rather than pursuing an elevated financial station, many of you are too busy pursuing reputations. You got it twisted. Somewhere along the line, misinformed niggas came to believe that murder was part of the game. But in reality, the reverse is true. Murder, my brother, is the absence of game. Murder, unfortunately, is what niggas resort to when they've exhausted their game.
Sub-Zero.
If growing up in Newark has taught me anything, it's that 95% of the niggas that are busy stacking bodies are too busy killing niggas or trying to keep niggas from killing them to ever stack any real money. In my experience, the two seem to be mutually exclusive. Simply stated, you're going to have one or you're going to have the other. Most niggas busted for homicide rarely have money for bail, least more money for a lawyer. And more often than not, the reason for the murders is about some weak cat shit.
Sub-Zero.
I dare not call the reasons bullshit because bullshit is strong. When you pump two bullets in the back of some kid's head because of what color he is or isn't wearing, that's weak adolescent cat shit. No cut. When you snatch a person out their car, kill the driver, then go joyriding, that's worse than cat shit. You're not thugging, you're not keeping a gangster, you're not even keeping up. You're in the way, making it hot and hard for real niggas about real business.
Sub-Zero.
Slow down, my brother. Don't play yourself. I'm out by prayer.
Being a black man.
Looking for these better days.
United We Fight, the African Internationalist Conference on African Women, is being sponsored by the African People's Socialist Party.
March 21st and 22nd at the Stewart Center, 821 Vernon Street, Northeast in Washington, D.C.
Get involved and register now for issues African women face. Political and social oppression, economic exploitation,
underemployment, social immobility.
End to the political and social oppression, bringing African women into political life.
Register now at www.apspuhuru.org/AI Women's Conference.
Or call 202-642-4672. That is 202-642-4672.
For the Conference on African Women, Saturday and Sunday, March 21st and 22nd in Washington, D.C., www.apspuhuru.org/AI Women's Conference.
Yay, this is AJ Ali back. Broadcasting to you from Uhuru Radio, Black Voices, Black Stories, and Black Media. We're reaching out. We're about to go. Great news. We will be broadcasting on FM in the next 6 months. So let all your friends and family know that we'll be on FM. But personally, I have to tell you the truth. I like internet radio. And they call it the radio of the future. With a few adjustments, we're going to have radio that you can watch, So the same shows that you're listening to now, in the future, we're negotiating on how to have them have visual, have, you know, so you can see it. That was one of the great things about the station I was with in Tampa. Every single show was videoed, everyone. So we're working on that here. Now, the subject that we're talking about today is so important. We're talking about the law of choice. I once had a young guy I went to high school with. It was his name was Alan Porter, and it was another fella named Billy Lee. And we were three guys running around causing trouble in high school every day. And I ran into Alan Porter a number of years later in the Jersey State prison system. And he told me that he had, I can't remember exactly, he had like 8 charges for robbing banks with a note. This is the truth. I'm telling you, I'm not going to lie to you. He had 8 charges, the same charge where he walked in a bank and handed him a note and said, give me money and nobody going to get hurt, something like that. And he got caught every time. So I said, well, I'm trying to think of his, he had a Muslim name, but I can't remember it. I said, well, listen, man. I said, if you get caught every time you try this, shouldn't that tell you that you should try another crime or something? But he in there bragging about he got 8 charges, the same charge for bank robbery. So what I'm saying is that he was making very poor choices. And there are many other guys that I met that have, they get locked up for the same thing over and over and over. So these are bad choices. So we want you to think about the choices that you make in the future, because it's so, so important. And we're also, another thing that we have to do is we have to associate with people who are doing something that's going to complement our future. You're good, okay? Now, if you used to be on the corner with the guys that sell weed and sling rocks, when you decide to change and join the Uhuru movement and do all the things to help our people that we should be doing, it's going to be hard for you to still hang out with them. And from my personal experience, what I did when I decided to leave the crime world, when I decided to leave the drug dealing world, I got rid of all, I didn't get rid of them, I don't want to say it like that, but I stopped hanging out with the guys that I used to hang out with. And I used to run into them. And I remember a guy telling me one time, he said, man, I heard you moved out of the city. I said, no, I didn't move out the city, but I'm working like long hours now. And I looked at my watch and I said, hey, man, I got to go. I didn't have time to engage in that conversation because he's about to tell me who's doing what and who got what. And I didn't want to hear that anymore because I was changing my life. So you want to think about the people that you hang around with. Because like they say, birds of a feather flock together. And we must have good judgment. We must, and good judgment can come from making mistakes. You know, if you make a mistake and things don't work out right, you know, if you, here's what Akbar Prey says. If you boil a pot of water on the stove till it's boiling, and then you take it and pour some on your hand, and it burns you. It spoils you. And once you get well, you boil the water again. And you pour it on your hand again and again and again. He says he can guarantee it's going to burn you every time. Well, in drug dealing and robbing people and those things, believe me, if you keep trying them, the same thing's going to happen. So what our message is, if you locked up, if you were doing time and when you get out, if you're in St. Petersburg, you can come to the Uhuru House. If you live in New York or wherever you live, you can always go on your computer and pull up the Uhuru movement on your computer. So there's nowhere in the world that you can be where you can't join the movement. And what I found in all my years of experience is that this is the best plan that I've run into so far. Okay, I was in the nation with the Nation of Islam for a number of years, and that got me on the right road. That got me on the right road. I clearly saw for once that there are two roads in life. you know, the legal road and the illegal road. And I finally chose the legal road. But, you know, we want you to think about what's going to happen to you in the future. Time is moving faster than you think. Good judgment. You got to figure out what to do and what not to do. Okay, we're going to have our music therapy one more time. And if you have any suggestions, we're going to have our email up and we're going to have our phone numbers for you by the next show. And you can call in and suggest songs that we can play for music therapy. But remember now, when you look it up on the internet, you can always get a version where they actually print the words. See, when we go out and do music therapy in the prisons and the schools, we're going to have a screen up, or we're going to have sheets of paper with all the words, because that's the important part of these songs that we're playing for music therapy, is that you actually listen to the words. And Tupac would often complain about the game. Most drug dealers end up complaining about the game because you got to worry about the police, you got to worry about the stick-up man, you got to worry about the many snitches, because when person get caught, the police tell them, you know, you give me somebody else, I'll let you go. And with, you know, why go through all of that when you can have your own legal store, put your picture up on a billboard, and when you die, you can leave it to your kids. When you get caught selling drugs, they take away everything that you own. It happened to me before. You lose everything. When you get out, you don't have anything left. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We're nearing the end of the show. Once again, this is AJ Ali, the real OG, broadcasting to you straight from Aquaba Hall, the Uhuru Movement, down on 1245 18th Avenue South. So we're going to have our music therapy one more time.
Looking for these better days. Hey, better days. Got me thinking about better days. Better days, better days, better days. Hey, better days. Got me thinking about better days. Time to question our lifestyle, look how we live. Smoking weed like it ain't no thing. So even kids wanna try now, then lie down and get ran through. Nobody watches them clocking the evil man do. Faced with the demons, addicted to hearing victims screaming. Guess we was evil since birth, product of cursed semen. Cause even our birthdays is cursed days. A born thug in the first place, the worst ways. I love to see the block in peace, with no more dealers and crooked cops. The only way to stop the beast, and only we can change. It's up to us to clean up the streets, it ain't the same. Too many murders, too many funerals, and too many tears. Just seen another brother buried, plus I knew him for years. That's by his family, but what could I say? Keep your head up and try to keep the faith, and pray for better days. Better days, better days. Hey, better days. I'll be thinking about better days. Better days, better days, better days. Hey, better days. Got me thinking about better days. Thinking back as an adolescent, who would have guessed that in my future years I'd be stressing. Some say the ghetto's sick and corrupt. Plus my P.O. won't let me hang with the brothers I grew up with. Trying to keep my head up and stay strong. All my homies slanging yayo all day long, but they wrong, so I'm solo and so broke. Saving up for some joys, cause they dope. I got a girl and I love her, but she broke too. And so am I, can't take her to the place she wanna go to. So we argue and play fight all day and night, making passionate love to the daylight. Plus we about to get evicted, can't pay the rent. Guess it's time to see who really is your friend. Tell me you're pregnant and I'm amazed. So many blessings while we stressing, looking for them better days. Better days, better days, better days. Hey, better days. Thinking about better days. Better days, better days, better days. Hey, better days. Got me thinking about better days. Now me and you was real cool. Hell on them square fools. Since back in high school, we was true, me and you. Hardly part of them separated, we stay faded. Affiliated with
gangbangers and still made it. Up in the gym, mess with me, gotta mess with him. Still dressing like grown men when rolling. Out in the dark, smoking Newports, gaming marks. Got a place in my heart, homie, stay smart. Locked you up in the pen and gave you 3 to 10. I send you letters with naked flicks of old friends.